Sawbones is a show about medical history, and nothing the hosts say should be taken as medical advice or opinion. It's for fun. Can't you just have fun for an hour and not try to diagnose your mystery boil? We think you've earned it. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy a moment of distraction from that weird growth. You're worth it.
All right. Song is about some books. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Sawbones, a marital tour of misguided medicine. I'm your co-host, Justin McElroy.
And I'm Sydney McElroy. That's it.
That's it? That's a whole show.
No, that was all it. We had in us.
No, it if wasn't. You, We're just getting started.
If it wasn't so cold in your office.
Honey, can I tell you something? Honestly, I left my phone upstairs, so I can't adjust the temperature. But for you, for my wife, I'm going to try to log into the web browser interface of our thermostat.
You can't turn on the heat because then it makes a noise, and I am so dedicated to the quality of our show for our listeners that I will huddle in my sweatshirt.
Kidding aside, though, remind me, I'll get the ceramic heater and bring it down here.
I know. And it's probably, here's the truth, it's probably like 74 degrees in here.
Oh, no. I should have said for the listener, it's perfectly comfortable. Absolutely. You can't even, it's the perfect temperature for anybody on Earth would be like, oh, comfortable
except
in here.
Me.
Except for old four-layer Sid. If you can find her under the blankets, you'll hear her complaining about how cold it is.
Justin, I got an email from a couple of our listeners.
Yeah.
I got one email from two people. So thank you ahead of time, Faga and Mazel, for this email. And it was titled... Oh, it was so exciting, the subject line of this email, Tesla med beds. Mm-hmm. And I got so excited because I thought,
wow,
Tesla med beds.
That was quick.
Could we be so lucky? could there be a fake medicine thing,
yeah,
a sham product, medical product, mm-hmm, that is tied to Elon Musk. Now, is that possible?
Now, listener, we kind of used a version of this on you, right? Because you downloaded the episode really quick because you want to find out too, right? So
right,
you're in that same liminal space as Sid was.
And I thought, like, this will be great for everyone because then we can all laugh at this ridiculousness together. And then we'll feel angry about it. And then we'll feel sad,
yeah,
but maybe then we'll feel angry again. And I was so excited to go on this journey together, Justin, you and I, and then with our listeners about what has the creator of the Cybertruck wrought upon us,
yeah,
next. But I am going to tell you right now that Tesla med beds have nothing to do with Tesla, the car company.
We already got your download. It's too late. We got you.
I've read a bunch of articles about this. I'm going to tell you what these are and why it's still hilarious. But the thing about Tesla Biohealing Inc. is that very frequently in news articles, when they're writing about Tesla Biohealing Inc., they will put immediately following that, not related to the car company.
Right.
Which I feel like... I want to reach out and say, are you trying to help them, like, do the work for, like, is this, who mandated this? It almost feels intentional. Like,
yeah,
did the, when they interviewed them, were they like, now listen, every time you name our company in your news article, you do need to contractually, we do need to put not related to the car company afterwards, mm-hmm, or we will get in trouble. And how is there another Tesla?
Yeah.
Has Tesla allowed there to be another Tesla?
Well, somebody's name, right? Maybe it's because you can't trademark somebody's name. I do think it says something about both Mr. Musk and his business that the articles have to specify, like, come right out and say, there's a part of you that may think that this is a Tesla thing, but it's a different Tesla. Like, they have to specify. It's close enough to believable where you're like, yeah, that tracks. It could be that. Like, if there was a company called Burger King Water Slides, they wouldn't have to come out and say, it's not the burger restaurant. Like, yeah, we know. It's water slides.
Sure, sure. No, that makes total sense. But like when I saw Tesla Med, and can I tell you, as I started researching this and reading the articles, because our listeners helpfully linked me to a few to get me started, I as I was reading them, I thought it was Tesla. I in my head, I assumed, like I hadn't read anything to confirm that. I just thought, well, yeah, of course, of course, of course. But then it is not. So this has nothing to do with Tesla, the car company. If you are somebody who understands the law better than me, I'd love to know why this is happening. I feel like a company as large as Tesla and someone with, I mean, unchecked power, I assume, like Elon Musk, would have stopped this.
Yeah, I don't know.
So I don't know. It feels wild to me. Maybe the clock's ticking. Maybe I have no intention.
Whoever wins, we lose.
I don't want to help either of these companies. Right. So I don't. Justin, here's what I want you to do. I want you to go to Pittsburgh.
All right. See ya.
Well, not yet. Hold on. No. We got to finish the podcast first.
Okay.
Okay. But here's what you're going to do. You're going to go to Pittsburgh.
Oh, man. I'm really paying for standing up so suddenly. Oof.
I feel like this is what it's like to get directions in Appalachia. Okay. Here's what you're going to do. You're going to go to Pittsburgh. Okay. Then you're going to turn and you're going to head 45 minutes up north. Okay. Yeah, I did say minutes. I'm not going to give it to you in miles. This is Appalachia. We give it to you in minutes, okay? Or hours.
Or stoplights.
Or stoplights. It's a time thing. It's not going to be a miles thing. We don't know. And then you're going to arrive in Butler, Pennsylvania, and you're going to see an old building that looks like a roadside motel. And there's a good reason for that. It was indeed a Holiday Inn roadside motel. But now it isn't. It is the Tesla Wellness Hotel and MedBed Center. Justin, it made me think, we once stayed at a wellness hotel. Do you remember this?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
accidentally.
Accidentally.
If you didn't already know this about us, it was accidental.
It was accidental, yeah. We were in town for Lynn's birthday party, and we booked ourselves into a wellness spa. What was it called? Equinox? Something like that?
I don't remember what it was called. But, I mean, it looked pretty. It was a nice hotel. We thought we were giving ourselves a nice experience. And it was. I'm not going to sit here and say
it was also not our first choice. I had booked for the wrong night. Remember, we had to do hotels tonight or something to see what was available.
So we stayed there and it was perfectly nice, but they did have like an infrared sauna and a cryo room you could pay for. And then in your room, there were things that like I don't think of as weird wellness stuff. Like there was a yoga mat. That's nice. That's pleasant. And like a foam roller, but then also some oils or something and some supplements that you could purchase from your room if you wanted.
Yeah, the supplements were fun. Yeah.
This was an accident. We did not know that we had the duo behind Sawbones was staying in a wellness hotel. But if you stay at this wellness hotel, you know, because it's right there in the title. You can rent rooms nightly. So it is a hotel, but it's also a wellness center. So I guess you can stay more if you want to.
But that's lots of places are like the Great Wolf Lodge is like that. You know, it's a hotel.
It is a hotel.
But it's also a water slide park and not a Burger King.
Can you imagine if you got a room at the Great Wolf Lodge not knowing, like just thinking it was a hotel?
Yeah.
Like what a weird name for a hotel, whatever.
I'm sure tired. Ready for a good night's sleep. What? The arcade's open 24 hours a day?
Why does the entire building smell like pizza? Why does every inch of this building, the showers smell like pizza? The bathroom smell like pizza? Everything smells like pizza. I love Great Wolf Lodge. These rooms in the Tesla Wellness Hotel and MedBed Center, this is not the only one of these. There are others. If you're thinking like, well, there's another. Yeah, I know. We'll get there. So these rooms come with biohealers. Now, what is a biohealer? It's like it's a can.
Isn't canister. I hate this crap. Biohealer. Healer. Bio. Like, it's just saying healer. Like,
I know.
Biohealing is like nonsense. Like it's not even like good flim flammery. You know what I mean? It's like threadbare.
There's so much of that in this.
Great.
There's so much of that.
Keep it coming.
Can I say that as I was reading through this, the word healing does a lot of work for a lot of these fake medical kind of companies. I think my guess is that you can get away with saying healing when you can't say treat or cure.
Okay.
So, because those specifically, there are regulations. If you try to say treat or cure, the FDA will jump
on
you.
See, why does the FDA, why, I feel like treat is does not imply an effect.
Well, it does. No, I think there is. Legally, treat does imply an effect.
Really?
Now, how did our language evolve to think treat is an effect,
I'm talking
but heal
semantics,
isn't?
But yeah,
but like it,
anyway,
from
sorry.
I think a lawyer would just tell you because it does, because we have decided legally that it does. So these canisters exude what is called by the
that
company life force energy.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Or technically, scientifically, these are biophotons. Now, I do want... I think it's bad in a podcast to tell people to pause your podcast and go look at a website. And maybe if you're like me and your brain gets itchy, if you're not doing at least two things, you could do this at the same time.
Unless it's driving. I do want to make that
no,
like, super clear.
Do not, please don't look at your phone or another computer while you're driving. But if you can,
well, now I gotta sit down.
I really want you to look at the website for the Tesla Biohealing Wellness Hotel and Resort, because what you will notice, I think this is one of my favorite parts of it, is that is I didn't tell you the whole title of it. It's the Tesla Biohealing Wellness Hotel and Resort, Ramada by Wyndham.
Nice.
It is
yes.
a Ramada, folks.
Good.
It is a Ramada.
That's good. So that's how. That's a name you can trust.
Which also I want to call Ramada and say, this y'all. Y'all are into that?
This is
like,
your thing?
This is your good. This good? This is a Ramada. So it's all the amenities you can expect from a Ramada.
Yeah. I like that they definitely still have the smoking gazebo outside.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the legally mandated smoking gazebo that every Ramada must have.
Yes. They're right there. And then
there's
they...
a geocache at the one at the Huntington Mall, by the way. If you're ever up around the smoking gazebo, you remember that, Sid?
Yep.
Quick sidebar. We during COVID, there was the peak of COVID, I should say, there was we did a lot of geocaching because it was a very safe way to get out in the world. But there was a geocache at the smoking gazebo at the Ramada up at the mall, and that we stood. There was people out there smoking, and we stood just kind of like watching people smoke, debating. Like, I don't think we could just roll up to get our geocache
no.
while people are smoking. I think
we should
have to wait.
And then we were trying to keep our 6 feet.
Yeah, right.
So,
the combo of the two.
Yeah. So anyway, it is a Ramada with all of the amenities of a Ramada. I mean, it says right there, free breakfast. You got free Wi-Fi. It's got a pool. But then also, you have special canisters in every room that emit life force energy and will help your body heal itself.
Now, you've gone from exude to emit. First of all...
I don't know.
It's
Honey, it's
so,
all made up.
It's so incredible that you have all these different words of things gooshing out of things just on hand.
So... The company, let me give you a little bit of context for how did we get here? How
well,
is there a Ramada?
Ramada was a family of
no, not,
hoteliers.
No.
Okay.
Not listen.
Okay.
That is your kind of thing, isn't it? Knowing the history of Ramada.
Oh, honey, I remember I was
oh,
at
that's
the,
your thing.
When I was at the last time I was at a Doubletree, there was like a sign about why it's called the Doubletree and like ranch that it's named after and all that stuff. Oh, man, I think that stuff is fascinating.
I know you do, love. I know. So what's happening here? Tesla Biohealing Inc. is a company that was founded by Dr. James Liu. I think it was within the last 4 or 5 years. It's really hard to find a lot of great history on this company or on its founder because there's some legal issues in the past. I'm not sure, but it was created to treat and cure chronic diseases in an innovative way. And when I say treat and cure, I, of course, don't mean treat and cure because right there...
right a there, classic switcheroo.
Yes, right there on the website... For Tesla Biohealing Inc., which you can go explore if you so choose, Tesla Biohealing does not provide any medical advice. Our products, FDA-registered Tesla Biohealing OTC, over-the-counter medical devices, and services are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or medical condition. Please consult your own healthcare provider if you have any medical issues. But like all of these scam artists, they put that, and then they proceed to sell you a variety of products.
Now that's how, honey, this is like, it's the exact same thing you see on haunted doll listings, right? You have this incredible tapestry of a story about you know, all the ways that the spirit has appeared to the person. And then the last paragraph is always, eBay says that I have to tell you that this whole thing I just told you was for jokes. But yeah, you and I both, though. But it was all a lie. I have to tell you I was lying about that. Wink.
Wink. Yeah, well, and that's the thing is you are allowed to list a bunch of diseases on your website. Mm-hmm. You can't say that you are treating and curing them, but you can say that this is a med bed center, that these are healing devices, and then you can list a number of conditions that people who have used them might also have. So the implication...
You, I don't know. You connect the dots. Right. What do you think?
And I mean,
just laying the pieces out here.
And I think that it's... I mean, I guess part of that would be based in sort of a caveat emptor kind of idea. It's on you. If you're going to spend your money in a bad way, I guess too bad. But I think the problem is, as always, when it comes to quote-unquote wellness products, is that they are preying on people. And specifically, they talk about it with either chronic diseases that are difficult to manage and maybe we don't have a lot of great tools for, or things that are incurable currently. And so people who have this diagnosis or family members of these people may feel very desperate and may engage with something that typically they would be too rational or too logical sure. to engage with, right?
Right. They're vulnerable.
They're depending on that. They're depending on you being so vulnerable and scared that you'll put those dots together for yourself and try it out. So let me tell you about what – first, I'm going to tell you what the science, the quote-unquote – these are air quotes, science behind it.
Okay.
So the products harness biophoton energy. That means that – and this is – so going back to like 1920 – we found that living things, living cells, can emit small particles of light energy, photons.
Right, so that's the source of all magic. We all know this. It's mana.
Sure. You know what? I feel like that will be called upon in one of these books I'm reading at some point, all of my fairy sex books. So anyway, there are biophotons. Now, the implication of that, I mean, we don't really... In actual medical science, we are not trying to harness your biophotons to do anything. It just because something exists doesn't mean it has value in medicine in any way. But that is exactly what they are trying to do, is use this biophoton energy that is being released by these canisters, and then there are other products as well, and help your own living cells, which also emit biophotons, cure themselves.
Yeah, okay.
So it's sure. creating this energy field that will fix you.
Easy, yeah.
But it won't, we can't say fix. It will.
Treat.
Can't say treat.
Oh.
It will.
Heal.
Help.
Help.
Heal. Okay. I don't know. One of these. So your body's going to fix itself, but this is just going to create the energy field that allows you to do that. Or the guy in charge of the Ramada, James Millen, who's not all Ramadas, just this Ramada. James Millen, who's a chiropractor and the Butler Facility's clinical team leader, says, life force energy is the body's ability of innate intelligence to make changes or repair itself. Don't try to parse it. It's impossible. If you go to the website, here's how they explain it. The energy field generated by our devices is the same biophoton energy that any human body or living being naturally generates and emits, and we've harnessed this power using natural pre-activated materials through a proprietary process rooted in a comprehensive understanding of biology, physics, and chemistry. These devices effectively recreate Earth's invigorating and vitalistic energy within our environment, offering a compelling and holistic approach to optimum health and well-being.
Can I ask you a question, Sid? Are chiropractors at a point like applied kinesiology where the ones who are actually doing anything need to change the name of what they do so it's not the same as the rest of us?
I think that, and I'm going to be real careful here because I'm a doctor, so I live in a glass house.
Sure.
Right? But I do
it's
think
it's very pricey. So you see, yeah. Only doctors can afford these elegant glass houses.
I think that they're... is this idea that certain professionals are so professional that they can all regulate themselves and we don't have to watch them too closely because certainly they will call out the bad actors within their community. And I would say that, yes, the chiropractic community would do well to be very vocal about guys like this guy who is, I mean, that I don't know what that has to do with chiropractics, and I certainly don't know what that has to do with science or medicine. Mm. And if he were saying, I am a doctor of medicine, and this is something that we believe, I would want to vocally say, no, we do not. Yeah. That is not a thing we believe.
Y'all gotta, get your house in,
Please,
all right?
No, he does not speak for any of us. And, you know, like I say that, I am not looking for press releases from whatever the National Society of Chiropractors is called. They may have done this, right? They may be doing this.
But it's not just for this one cat, right? Like, I'm not just saying this one cat needs to go get picked up by the chiropractors.
I'm going to get emails for this, but I think you all know this, chiropractors. There's a lot of quackery among chiropractors. Certainly. There's a lot of quackery among doctors. We talk about it on this show constantly. I do think it's important that we call out our own profession when we're doing something wrong, which is why I repeatedly say the American healthcare system is a disaster and needs to be completely rebuilt. Not in the way it's about to be destroyed, but in a good way that is in service to humanity. So, Justin, what is in these canisters?
I don't know.
I'm going to tell you, but first I'm going to make you go to the billing department.
Let's go. The medicines that escalate macabre for the mouth. I think staying connected is really one of the best gifts that you can give during this holiday season. And I think Aura Frames is a really good way of doing that. Here's what you do. It's a digital photo frame. You set it up for the intended recipient, or they can set it up themselves, you know, if they're a little bit more tech savvy. But once that's done, you are able to send pictures onto that photo frame from anywhere wirelessly through the Aura app. So imagine this. You set it up for grandma, and then you capture a picture of the kids at the zoo. Maybe there's 5 dolphins. You're like, holy crap, grandma loves dolphins. She's going to love this picture. Well, she could be seeing it just by uploading it directly to her frame. Even if grandma's already got one, what if she needs a second one in the toilet? Or it doesn't have to be in there. It could be anywhere. But imagine that. You get beautiful designs from Aura range from, like, I just saw the new Carver mat it's new to me. I got a new Carver mat frame. It's really beautiful. I like all the designs, and I think you will too. Not just for you, though. Maybe it's a gift. But you know what? Grab one for yourself. You're going to be jealous. For a limited time, save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $35 off Aura's best-selling Carver mat frames, named number one by Wirecutter, by using promo code Sawbones at checkout. That's AuraFrames.com, promo code Sawbones. This deal is exclusive to listeners, and frames sell out fast, so order yours now to get it in time for the holidays. Support the show by mentioning us at checkout. Terms and conditions apply. You've probably heard about HelloFresh in the past. It's a huge meal kit in America. I mean, the number one meal kit in America. But this fall, they're serving up even more love. Folks, this isn't the HelloFresh you remember. It's new. HelloFresh has doubled its menu. Now you can choose from 100 options each week, including new seasonal dishes and recipes from around the world. You can also, if you're into veggies, you can eat greener with some new veggie-packed recipes that have 2 or more veggies per dish. I gotta say, folks, that's ambitious for me. I think a 2-veggie meal, I'd be feeling pretty darn good about myself. I really like this new offering from HelloFresh. All these options, you are definitely going to find some stuff that you love. The best way to cook just got better. Go to HelloFresh.com/Sawbones10FM to get 10 free meals plus a free breakfast for life. 1 per box with active subscription. Free meals applied as discount on first box. New subscribers only, varies by plan. That's HelloFresh.com/Sawbones10FM to get 10 free meals plus free breakfast for life.
Hello, this is Alden Ford.
And Mujan Zulfagari.
2 of the creators of Mission to Zix, your favorite improvised, obsessively sound-designed sci-fi sitcom here on the Max Fun Network. And the news is...
We're back! With an all-new miniseries set in the Zix universe, The Young Old Derf Chronicles.
Yeah.
Will Derf find his own killer before it's too late?
Ooh.
To find out how that question could possibly make sense, well, sure. You just have to tune in.
Yeah, we're so excited that episode 1 is out right now in the Mission to Zix feed. So, if you are looking for a little break from your own galaxy, we would love for you to check it out.
That's The Young Old Derf Chronicles. Search Mission to Zix, ZYXX, in your podcast app.
Or on MaximumFun.org.
Keep it fresh.
Hi, Hello, Internet. I'm your husband host, Travis McElroy.
And I'm your wife host, Teresa McElroy.
And this is a promo for Schmanners.
It's extraordinary etiquette.
For ordinary occasions. Every week, we're going to tell you about a bit of culture, a bit of history, how etiquette still applies in the modern day, all that stuff.
We also love to do biographies and histories of and, you know, general procedurals, how to do etiquette in today's society.
So come check it out. Every Friday on MaximumFun.org or wherever you find your podcasts.
Manners Schmanners. Get it?
Okay, Sydney, the secret of the ooze. I'm ready.
What could be in these cans? And if you, like, look, you can look at a picture of them, hon. The Tesla, if you go to the website, they've got all their products. And, like, right now, all their products have little red bows on them because, I guess, the holidays.
Love that.
So what is in this can? It's a mix, this is a quote, a mix of fine, naturally active stones and activated fine metal, grout, sands, and proprietary polymers that are manufactured with a special technology.
That is, I'm sorry, one more time.
It's a mix
really good.
Of fine, naturally active stones and activated fine metal, grout, sands, and proprietary polymers that are manufactured with a special technology.
All right.
It's like rocks and dirt and some metal.
Okay.
One person who bought it, I know, gave a bad review and said, this is just a can of concrete. I hate it. So,
No, it's special polymers.
I don't know. Listen, that concrete is not my area of expertise. I don't know if this is indeed how you make concrete, but maybe this is a similar process to making concrete. Anyway. That's what's in the cans that they put under your bed in the motel. So basically, if you go stay at the Wellness Ramada, the Tesla Wellness Ramada, whatever, you know, that place in Butler. And I'm sorry, if you live in Butler, this is no shade on you. I'm sure you feel very frustrated by the presence of this Ramada. In the motel, they just put these under your bed. And you can sleep on the bed, and then they're emitting the energy in the room, and so you're great. They also have some in the pool. I found, like, a news article where they had a picture of someone swimming in the pool, and there are all these big, like, plastic, because I guess they didn't want to put metal because it would rust. So they're, like, plastic jugs that are, like, sitting at the bottom of the pool, I assume also full of the concrete-esque mixture.
Yeah.
And then you swim in the bioenergy, the life energy. A night stay is going to cost you like $300. Although when I looked at the web, that's what they say. But when you look at the website, they've got deals right now. So you might be able to get in for like half that.
Wow. Nice. Okay, cool.
And can I say, I'm talking about this facility has gotten a lot of press. So it's really easy to read some details about it. There are other wellness resorts, hotels across the country. Not a ton, but there's more than one. And each one offers slightly different things. So like this one, you sleep on the beds and you get the energy and there's a pool. There are others that have specific like spa areas where you go in a room and get a treatment as opposed to just sleeping on the bed. Or like they have pet facilities if you want to treat your pet with life energy.
All right.
Then you can do that too. So there are different things on offer at different facilities. But, and I'm sure some are more expensive depending on where you live too, right? Like different areas of the country. But let's say you want to own one. Why just one night?
It's too powerful. You can't have it underneath you. You get overwhelmed.
No, you can own one, honey. You just buy them off the website. So the adult size canister for adult help, healing, whatever, is $5.99, as in $599. Let me be very clear. I know it sounds like a can of rocks and dirt would only be $5.99. That is not what I mean.
I mean $599.
For the adult size, that's like a 2.2-pound can. Okay? But if that's expensive, maybe you just want to treat your dog. The pet one is going to cost you $499. It's slightly smaller. It's like a 1.8-pound can. And then your let's say that you want to treat your kid.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's your cheapest model. Yes, that is right.
Why?
It is cheaper to heal your child than your pet.
Smaller can.
$399 for the 1.2-pound kid can.
Can you imagine getting bombarded with that kind of energy from such a young age? It's fantastic.
And you just put these little cans under your bed. Or I guess maybe if you're like working all day, you could probably like put it under your chair. Like right now, you could have one under your chair and you could just be absorbing life force energy all day long. Now they do have bigger ones. So these are the little, like I said, these are just the little guys. They have big cans if you want a real big one. And those are really going to cost you. So a 28-pound canister.
Oh, wow.
Which also is like, they have a number on the website. It's like 100 times stronger. So that's why you would pay more, right? Is $11,000.
Wow.
But
Wow.
Sometimes they offer a twofer. So you can get two for $20,000.
Why do I need two of them?
Because then it's 200 times stronger.
Whoa! Well, wait.
Here's what I think.
As long as there's no numbers higher than two, I should be okay.
I think what you're trying to decide is like, do you just want to put this under your bed or do you want to, I don't know, like dig into your foundation and put a bunch of these under your house?
I mean, it's
you
a question
know
like,
someone would.
Do you want one port with one modem that you use to call Prodigy or do you want like 8 gig Wi-Fi booming through your house? Like obviously if you're gonna go to town, you might as well go into Lincoln.
Get the big cans. But maybe you don't want cans.
Okay.
Maybe you want a box.
A box?
Yeah. Okay. Because
flexible.
After they released the cans, then they came out with boxes.
Yeah.
And the boxes
changed everything though.
Are cause the BioPhotonizer Plus, which is $2,490, or the BioPhotonizer Alpha, which is $4,950. The advantage of the box is that depending on which side of the box you have pointed at your head, it's different amounts of energy. So like it's a rectangular box, right? You're picturing that like a shoebox.
Mm.
If you've got the broadest side facing you, that's the most but the least concentrated energy. So then as you go to the two smaller sides, right? So you've got the edge that's long and thinner and then the smallest edge on each end of the box. That's the most concentrated beam of life force energy that you're going to absorb. Okay.
Okay.
So it gives you options. You don't get an option with the can. You get an option with the box. They also have a biophoton-infused eye mask for $299, which they have a whole list of things it'll do for you. And one of them is improve your self-esteem.
Okay.
So I don't know. I mean, you do like to sleep with an eye mask.
I do like to sleep with an eye mask, but I don't know how it would impact my self-esteem to spend $300 on an eye mask. I think it would already be pretty low at that point.
They also have a biophoton-infused pillow for $495, and it comes with fluff instructions.
That's going to be a pass for me. I already found my pillow.
I know. I had a moment as I was reading about the pillow where
not
I thought...
Not my pillow.
I cannot... No. Well, no. Similar energy in this whole thing. But I had a moment of fear, Justin, as I was reading about their special pillow, because I know you're on this lifelong quest for like the perfect pillow.
I used to be. Not anymore. The pillow cube.
I know, but I get nervous if I start describing a great pillow to you that you're going to start...
No, I'm,
you might be
search,
vulnerable.
That search is done. I've moved on to blankets. It's okay. A new thing. And the most comfortable wrist braces for carpal tunnel syndrome.
They don't sell any wrist braces or blankets that I found, but now that we've said it, I feel like it's going to happen. And of course, Energize, BioHealing Energize spring water. Of course they have to sell water. Everybody who is making a fake wellness anything is going to want to sell you a bottle of water that costs too much for a bottle of water, right?
Yeah, right.
Everybody's going to do that. This one is sourced from the foothills of the Appalachian Mountains. It's local water. Now listen. It comes from some sort of reservoir. I'm sure that it's fine for drinking. I'm not questioning whether or not the water is dangerous, but I'm just going to tell you, as somebody who grew up here in Appalachia and as somebody who knows very well the history of the coal mining industry here, and as somebody who did a science fair project on acid mine drainage that did win, saying that your water comes from the Appalachian Mountains isn't always as clear cut of a positive as you think it is. So anyway, this one is bottled and sold to you for only $150 for a 24-pack.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. They have financing options, so Don't worry. Now, the thing that stands out the most when you look up Dr. James Liu or Tesla BioHealing Inc. is all the letters he's gotten from the FTC and the FDA.
A lot of disagreements there, I'd think.
Yeah, that's actually it's interesting. When you try to Google, just like look up Tesla BioHealing Inc., those are the first kinds of things you get are like these letters of warning. And there was a, there's a court case that came up against the facility in Delaware. There's a facility in Delaware too. And I didn't read all of the specifics, but obviously, and I don't need to, because there are claims implicit to this that are not backed by any sort of science. So it appears that Dr. Liu at one point was selling an asthma treatment device. I think it was advertised as a treatment device called the Asthma Care Kit. Okay. And this was under a previous company called Dr. Natural Healing Inc. Mm-hmm. And the Asthma Care Kit, and this is from the letter from the FTC that he got. I could not find any trace. I have tried to find a picture of this or something to tell me what does this look like. It's been like scrubbed from the internet. But the Asthma Care Kit consists of a nasal irrigation device and homeopathic spray that purport to prevent or reduce the occurrence of asthma attacks, as well as alleviate or reduce the severity of asthma symptoms, including minor shortness of breath, wheezing, or tightness in the chest. So he made these claims. They were false because it was a nasal irrigation device. That would be like those, you know, those sinus.
Yeah.
Instead of a neti pot where you're just sort of pouring the water in, it'd be those things where you can spray. Yeah. Irrigate your sinuses. And then a homeopathic spray. And we know homeopathy isn't real. So
there you go.
Who wouldn't do these things? We had to stop making these claims. And then the FTC noted in their letter that they were closing it out. Because one, he took a bunch of these claims off the product, and two, he sold very few. So they were kind of over it. The FDA has, I found a letter from last August, as in 2023. So this has been over a year ago, where the FDA sent a letter about the Tesla MedBed biohealing products and said, basically, you are marketing medical devices. These constitute medical devices, and there is a process for getting
right. We have laws.
Yes, a medical device approved, and you haven't done any of it. I couldn't find a closing letter in that action to see what happened with that. So I don't know if that's ongoing. I don't know what's happening there. But definitely the FDA has noticed. But Dr. Liu is always quick to remind you that these aren't medical devices, these aren't treatments, these aren't cures. The people who he takes money from at the old Holiday Inn aren't patients. He says that very clearly. We are not a clinic, not a doctor's office. For me, for the company, I always call them customers.
All right.
That's what they are.
Customers come first at the Tesla Biohealing Resort by Wyndham. Mm-hmm.
There is a process by which you can receive refunds, but I was reading through it on the website. It's very complicated, and it is not a complete refund. There are other facilities in Delaware, Illinois, Arizona, Massachusetts, and there are two in Florida.
Yeah.
Oh, Florida. Listen, I can't say much. I live in West Virginia, but you never fail to disappoint. So you can find other facilities across the country. Please don't. So there is no, I don't know how I unravel why this would not work, because it doesn't make any sense what they're saying it would work. It's a big nothing. It would be a waste of money. I will say, and now they have two clinical trials that they say they're working on to prove that it works. There was one is ongoing, so you could still get enrolled in it, which is on Alzheimer's, dementia, and traumatic brain injury, and Parkinson's. And then they have another one that they say they've completed on chronic stroke patients, and they put out a press release about how great it went, but I can't actually find the data from it. There's just the press release. So that means nothing, right? If it's not published and peer-reviewed and blah, 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 we know. A press release about it doesn't mean anything. Here's the weirdest thing. If you start digging into med beds, this is not a corner of the internet I want to be on ever again. I looked it up on TikTok, and I will hate my algorithm for a long time now, because the idea that med beds in general are the future of medicine, it has really penetrated a lot of QAnon type conspiracy circles. And I don't just mean the Tesla med beds. There are definitely people who are huge fans of this as the thing that's going to save us all. But if you start digging, there are tons of med beds out there. Some of them are sort of like weird space age looking pods that you can pay to go sleep in.
Yeah.
The science that the people who take your money so that you can sleep in them, the science that they try to explain for them makes no more sense than this does. Sometimes they don't always talk about biophotons, but they're always just talking about some vague idea of energy that they're surrounding you in. And then the idea that you're treating yourself. Which maybe that's the loophole. You're curing yourself. We're not curing you. We're just facilitating your body's ability to cure itself.
You didn't cure you good enough. So how can we? You can't blame us. You should have cured you better.
You didn't believe hard enough.
That's right.
That's what it is, right? What I have found is that there is one specific conspiracy theory that there are people like Donald Trump who have been using these for a long time, and many other wealthy and powerful families. It could be alien technology. We're not sure. And that now that he has won the election, he will make sure that all of us get a free med bed.
Well, that's at least that's something to look forward to. I wanted to point out on their I've been looking at the menu.
The website is truly wild.
I've been looking at the menu for the on-site restaurant, and I just want to I'd like to close with this thought, Sydney. One of the energized sweets at the cafe is the, and this is one of their signature dishes, right? The Guinness Brownie Trifle. House-made Guinness chocolate brownies layered with Bailey's Irish whipped cream and chocolate sauce.
That sounds great.
Now, that sounds great, right? So obviously, I'm not shaming me because I would eat that. But what exactly are these beds fixing? What damage are they undoing that has not been done to me specifically by Guinness brownie trifles layered with Bailey's Irish whipped cream? That is the exact thing that I'm trying to get out, right? Everything in that is, aren't those the toxins that they're worked up about? How are they chucking you full of Guinness whipped cream and like, Justin? We're fixing you?
Justin?
This is a wild one, babe. Like, this one's like pretty beyond
the
it's
soup.
Fish and chips. Justin, I mean, there's fish and chips.
It fits perfectly. This is why when I saw Tesla, I just assumed it was the Tesla, is because we are also talking about a time where the soon-to-be head of the Department of Health and Human Services a week ago was talking about basically how food like McDonald's is poison. And then just now was photographed sitting across from Donald Trump eating McDonald's.
Yeah.
Because the cognitive dissonance is part of it.
Right.
But what I will say is I did find what I'm pretty sure, and I'm not good at identifying this, a very deep fake of Elon Musk talking about Tesla med beds.
Weird.
I can't imagine it's real, though, because this has no relation to Tesla. And I would think if he wanted to sell Tesla med beds, oh, he could.
I mean, yeah.
But he probably wouldn't let this other company get all the money. I don't know. But anyway, there's nothing here. This is wild.
It's a wild one.
I would not advise, please, I don't buy these products.
We could get
don't
up here.
So
we could get out here if you want to go out for a week with a camera. Just go film ourselves hanging out.
I can't. I don't want to. I really don't want to, like, that feels too predatory. I don't want to, like, yell or argue with people, and I would not be able to just, like, experience it because for us, it would be like investigation, but for some people, they go to these places as the last, they're clinging to this
right.
last shred
you know,
of
you're
hope.
Absolutely right, right?
That's it's all what predatory. Makes, that's why it's okay to get angry about it. That's why if this upsets you, that's okay. Like, it's not, yes, it's ridiculous and we can laugh at how ridiculous it is, but at its core, we need to call it out when we see it because it's predatory and harmful.
Thank you so much for listening to our podcast. Thanks to the taxpayers for the use of their song Medicines as the intro and outro of our program. They are on Bandcamp and often putting out new like vinyl releases and doing shows from time to time. So go support the taxpayers if you can. Thanks to the Maximum Fun Network as having us as part of their extended podcasting family. Want to let you know that Candle Nights is just around the corner. If you want to support our annual fundraiser for Harmony House, then we would love to have you. It's going to be December 14th at 9 p.m. Eastern, but there'll be a VOD that is available for some time after that. I think 2 weeks after that, you can head on over to the McElroy.family to find the post about that. And, I hope you will join us.
Yeah, please do. It's a lot of fun and we think you'll enjoy it, but it also is such a huge help at Harmony House. I can personally attest, since I'm there many days of the week, that it is it's been a rough year and it looks to be getting to be a rougher winter. And so your support really helps us provide basic necessities for people who may spend a lot of this winter outside.
That's going to do it for us, folks. Thanks so much for your support. That is going to do it for us. Until next time, my name is Justin McElroy.
I'm Sydney McElroy.
As always, don't drill a hole in your head.
Maximum Fun,
a worker-owned network
of artist-owned shows,
supported directly by you.